How are you going to get an arbitrator to discretionarily let you have discovery? Focus on the things they care about. Show them that if they give you the discovery now, it will shorten the hearing. It will avoid wasting time and tedious background matter that could be dealt with outside of the hearing. Get your discovery done before your first case management conference so you can show, I'm not doing this to delay anything. I'm here. I'm ready to go. I'm not, if anybody's delaying this case, it's not me. Push for a specific schedule with clear deadlines, building in times for the inevitable battles over discovery that's not produced, so that you can show you can do this within the time frame. That will go a long way toward showing that you care about what they care about. Don't be afraid to appeal to their basic sense of fairness. The fact that all the information is in the control of the company is one that most judges are sick of hearing about by now, not necessarily arbitrators. It's important to them that if they want to have a fair hearing, they can't have a fair hearing with the information held by somebody else without you having access to it. Just a couple of really quick things, on opening statements and closing arguments. If your arbitrator comes out of the labor arbitrator tradition, don't be afraid to essentially treat your opening statement as your whole case. Most labor arbitrators have decided the case by the end of opening statements, and that's because opening statements in labor arbitrations really go through the whole case, go through the evidence, go through the arguments, go through the law, and pretty much summarize the whole case. And that puts you at a great advantage. Arbitrators often don't mind if you do that, make a very comprehensive, argumentative opening statement. In terms of closing arguments, there can be a trade-off between these post-arbitration briefs, which, if you're paying for it, are incredibly expensive to put together all that evidence and write about. On the other hand, if you want to sort of put the evidence together, you may not want to do it at the end of a hearing day when the arbitrator is looking at their watch and wants to make their train or plane or whatever. One thing that I've done in a number of cases that I have found very helpful is to agree in advance on a closing argument day that won't be the same day as the last day of hearings. You don't write a brief. You hire a stenographer just for that day. And that way the arbitrator has a record of the closing arguments, gives you a chance to remind the arbitrator of what your case is all about.